Welcome, everyone. My name is Dr. Witkower from the VA South Central Mental Illness Research, Education, and Clinical Center, and I'll be your host for today's podcast. Joining me is Dr. Natalie Peterson, a National Program Coordinator from the VA Intimate Partner Violence Assistance Program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Last time, we reviewed the forms and consequences of intimate partner violence, or IPV. It is clear that many individuals and couples are impacted by IPV. Dr. Peterson, what services does the VA have for those who are experiencing IPV?
Thank you. Every VA medical center has an Intimate Partner Violence Assistance Program, or IPVAP, coordinator who ensures that resources and services are available for veterans and their partners who are impacted by IPV. Many VA clinicians and staff have received specialized training related to IPV services and interventions and are responsive and sensitive to veteran-specific experiences that can negatively affect relationships. Services include education, screening, assessment, individual counseling, group therapy, and connection to supportive community resources. Many VA services are available either in person or virtually through telehealth. I want to highlight that our program is trauma-informed. This means we consider the veteran's experience of past trauma, racism, and/or heterosexism. We try to work with our veterans to build a sense of safety and trust to better support them.
These services appear to be focused on the veterans who are experiencing IPV. Are there any specific services for veterans who use or worry that they may use IPV?
Thank you for asking. The VA offers the Strength at Home program for veterans who use or are afraid they might be using IPV. This is a 12-week therapeutic group intervention developed specifically for veterans to help them achieve healthier relationships free from violence and aggression.
Now, what is the best way for veterans or their partners to access these services?
There are many ways to find out what's available at your location. Talk to your primary care team, mental health provider, care manager, or contact the local IPVAP coordinator.
Now, Dr. Peterson, what should someone do if they think they are experiencing IPV?
If a person is in immediate danger, they should call 911 and remove themselves from the situation if safe to do so. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is another useful resource that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have several ways to contact a responder, including calling, texting, or chatting. Their number is 1-800-799-SAFE or 1-800-799-7233, or you can explore the website at www.thehotline.org. In addition, VA has multiple support services for veterans and their partners to promote safe, healthy relationships. More information, resources, and IPVAP coordinator directory can be found on our website at www.socialwork.va.gov/IPV/. Veterans experiencing any type of crisis can receive immediate assistance through contacting the Veterans Crisis Line by dialing 988, then press 1.
Thank you so much for sharing those resources and joining me today, Dr. Peterson. This has been highly informative. To recap, we have discussed that IPV is a problem that impacts the health and well-being of veterans and their partners. The good news is that VA is committed to helping individuals achieve safe, healthy relationships and offers several resources for those who may be experiencing or using IPV.
It has been a pleasure. I appreciate having the opportunity to share this information about IPV and the many resources available in the VA for veterans and their intimate partners. Having strong connections with others is such an important aspect of overall wellness and life satisfaction.